Rashi, what the Rosh means is that when you put 100 machti in a pail of water, and the whole pail of water is immersed in the mikveh, so then it's ival sosof. So there is actually, that's why it's good. And by sidat in the middle also, only in tzival sosof. So there is actually hof. But if there is no actually hof, so then there couldn't be any hof between mayim in kele and mayim in the mikveh. There could be hof without actually hof between mayim on one side of the mechitze and mayim on the other side of the mechitze. So then both mayims lie in karka. But when one mayim lies, is munach in a kele, so then there couldn't be a din yeruv unless there is an actual yeruv. It's an actual yeruv. So that's the reason klipi sechli, so there is actual yeruv, because yimamesh immerse the big pail in the water, and the water of the mikveh overflows the whole surface of the pail, you know. Some mele, there is actually.
Wouldn't the Gemara know that the Mishnah tells us the halacha? Why would the Gemara in Chomer HaKodesh tell us that Shemot Bilim Klikas Ol Klik and Shiesh Peres Anot when that's a Mishnah Mufurashis?
No, the Gemara, on the contrary, the Gemara in Chagigah says that Mikve Shecholke Bisalviga Grose Hatevu Sham Loyal Zoytze. So the Gemara mentions Aram Echulchale Ligabe Echumra.
Matbilin Kli Besoch Kli, Kishiyesh Feres Hanod.
Yeah, fine, yeah.
So why does the Gemara have to tell us that when it's a Mishnah Mefureshes?
I mean, Mishnah Mefureshes.
See the table in the dough?
He's the same aloha in Achanan, he's the same aloha. He's the same Allah.
Maybe what the Rosh is telling us is that even if it's not overflowing, even if it's not mamish muru, but since the Seder Teva Migdal is actually
he says b'feyash.
Where does he say that it's overflowing?
He says b'feyash. Only when it mamish overflows. He says b'feyash. Just one second. Let me find it. Shana hosam shayam akifa.
Akifa
means it overflows. Avoli moyim di malsvas hayam. Umchibor miyam feras haneid im adilme. So the Rosh is saying in effect, suppose, when do we say that a table, besidat table migdol, is also a tvile, if you immerse the besidat table migdol in the yam itself. But suppose you put it adjacent to the yam, even though there is a connection of feras haneid, so then there is no actual.
Maybe the chiluk that the Rosh is telling us is that it's in the yam, but the yam isn't actually overflowing.
No, he says yam makif.
The rim is above the yam.
He says a yam makif. Anyway.
Because then otherwise it's difficult. Why would the Gemara be telling us that halacha, which is mefurish in the Mishnah?
Anyway, what's the shita of the Rosh? The shita of the Rosh is that there is no iruv mikvois. Kishveras haneit. Between mayim in the mikveh and the mayim in the kele, unless there is actually, but from the Rosh it's mashma that it's only the rabbon. However, it's a machzedek says that from the chibus rosh it's mashma that it's midaraisi. If the yam is not makifon, there is no yof. From the Rosh here it's mashma that it's only. It's only midrabbanon, but from the Chuvas HaRosh, the Tzemach Tzedek says it's mashma that the Rosh is mamachmir, that midraisi it has to be a yamakif. Now the other Rishon who says explicitly that there is no ill mikvoish feras aneid between mayim in the kele and mayim in the mikveh is the raibet, unless that it's. It's either of us, that's the right. Now let's see the right. There is a big tshuva in the Tzemach Tzedek. and the Trivet and Shish Rosh. Perikvov Milchas Mikvois Halocha Dalet Halikiach Kli Godel Kin Chavis Deilo Yarevo. We went over Rosh Hashanah last time. Halikiach Kli Godel Kin Chavis Deilo Yarevo Gdeilo Vinokvu Nekev Amtari Vikovi Beretz Vosu Mikvar is a question. So Oba Avrom Dovo Zeini Machva Lehatzu Bisechi Roshina Maima Yeitzim Menu Peislein Samikve Avol Hadol Bisechi Hachiyu Hamayim Shebisechi Mi Urovim Im Hamikve Binekev Shukishver Zanit. So the Machzedek says that it's not just Kishver Zanit, it has to be actually of. In other words, it has to be either else for us. In the right way, it's in the right. But in regard to two mikvois chaseris, where you have a wall between them, so then it doesn't have either else for say. In other words, it's not necessary to, there should be actual yilf. There is a din yilf. So that's because both mayim lie in the karki. But when one mayim lies in the kele, let's say a cedar table needle that is placed adjacent to the yam, even though there is a shveras anit connection, since it's not ideal sfase, so the tefillah is not a good tefillah midrais. And when the Mishnah says cedar table needle, so hativu shomoso itzvila, it means that he immersed the cedar table needle in the yam itself, and then he got inside the tzintei needle. So the yam is makif the tzintei needle from all sides. So then there is actually of like somebody being stable in one corner. So even though in this particular corner there is no nusha, the answer is there is actually of with the water in the other corner. So here too. And that's with the rice. Now, we saw that the shita of Rav Yoi is and the Mechaba passes like that, the Mechaba and Ramo, that if you want to be in Tzarev two mikvois chaseris, then you have to make one big neket. But you couldn't be in Tzarev two mikvois chaseris by constructing 10 small mikvois. However, if you want to be in Tzarev a mikve chasero, a mikve shleimo, so then you don't have to make one big nekef. There is silv for many mikondas. So how is it to be explained? It's to be explained, since there is aloha of chibur and there is aloha of yiruv, so in order to have chibur, there is silv. In order to have yiruv, there is no silv. But you have to have one big nekef. And so if you want to be Mitzarev to mikvois chaserim, then we have to resort to Yeruv. So then there is no Tziruv. But if you want to be Mitzarev a mikve chaser of 20 so to a mikve shleimo of 40 so, we don't have to resort to Yeruv. Chibur is enough because Koam Chubal mikve is gimmick. And then the Rav Yoh mentions a Rai, because the Mishnah says the Rav Yoh. That's the Mordechai in Shavuos. So he mentions the name of the Rav Yoh. So he mentions a raya because the Mishnah in Mikvoi says that if you put something in a sack, so the tefillah is a good tefillah. Why? After, even though the opening of the sack is less than Shavuos, let's say, suppose you put many needles in the sack and then you tie the mouth. There is no opening outside. Then you dump the sack in the mikveh. So it's a good filler for all the 100 machtin inside the sack. Why? Because a sack has many pores and the pores in total have a shveras anit. So in order to have chibur, So in the mikveh has memshal. So we don't have to resort to yom. We only have to resort to chibo. So mele, in order to have chibo, very self. That's the Rav Yoshi. Then the Chacham Tzvi in Chudim Nem. So he's chelik, but it's not that he's chelik and Rav Yo. He mentions rayas from many rishonim that they don't agree with Rav Yo, and he says there couldn't be tziruf even legabe chibo. So then you ask Kashe, so why do we say that if you put many kelim in a sack, don't have to put afgemachtes neres, you can put big kelim, and big parts you can put in a big sack, and then you tie the sack, and you dump the sack that is tied in the mikveh. So then it's a good feeling, the Mishnah says. Why? So the Rav Yo explains it on the basis of tziruf ligabe chibo. And here we don't have to resort to Yeruf because we have a mikvah memsa. So we do not have to be mechaber, we do not have to resort to Yeruf. So, but we only have to resort to chibo. So there is self ligabe chibo. This the Chacham Tzvi in Chuvim Mem says, he mentions rayas from the, he mentions rayas from the Rosh, from the Rambam, that there is no such thing as self, the Shverazani. You have to have one big neck. Even ligabe chibo, there is no such thing as self. So why in the sack is good? Not because of tziruf, of the 100 small pores that add up in total to Yishveras HaNeid, because there is actually oof, because you put the sack in the water, so then, and water, the water from the mikveh gets inside the sack because of the pores, so maybe there is actually oof, so it's not a question of tziruf. But in Echname, when you have to resort to tziruf, let's say you have a mikveh shleimo and a mikveh chasero, and there is a wall between them, and you put a 10 small covering, so then there is no tziruf, not like this. So again, the Chacham Tzvi applies the lomdes of actually of. So when you are taking many kelim in a sack, so then there is actually of. It's actually of the water inside the sack is mamish commingled with the water in the mikveh.
No, you don't have a nekev.
Because it has so many pores, so all the water goes into the pores.
But
so it's like no sack. It's like a skinless sack, you know, because it has so many pores. So it's like a skinless sack. So there is actual evil. That's what the Chacham Tzvi says. You look into the tshuva. There's a lot of lomdes in that tshuva.
But if you have a kli which is less than shveras anod, you also have water going inside the kli.
Yes,
completely
it doesn't become filled up like this.
It could.
No.
Less than shveras anod.
No. Here it becomes completely filled up with water. There is actually off. It's not like one nekev in Kishveras HaNeid. It doesn't become completely filled up with water. Here, you'll see, when you pick up the tech, so you'll see how much water will drip out. You'll see, for 10 minutes, it'll start dripping water. Because a sack is like a skinless kele.
And the Rosh Yeshiva explained Pshat and the Rav Yo, that the Rav Yo holds it, that we can use chibur, tziruf legabe chibur.
Yeah, not so legabe.
But how can we use it in the case of the sack? We can't say that the shem mikvah is chal on the mayim in the sack.
No, the shem mikvah is chal on the mikveh. And then the water inside the sack is mamish commingled with the watermelon.
It's not according to the Rav Yoh. It's not mamish commingled.
According to the Chacham Tzvi.
No, I'm asking on the Rav Yoh sheet.
Yeah.
The Rav Yoh holds that it's because of chibur that we say that you can be mitzvah.
That's right.
Up to the shveres.
Because you have.
Where's the other? What are we going to be meichal the other shem mikvah on?
The mikvah itself.
On the mayim inside the sack.
No, no.
I mean, how does that?
The mikvah is the mikvah itself, and the mayim inside the sack, according to the Rav Yoh, is mechudar mikvah. According to Rav Yoh, how is it mechudar mikvah? Because of sirv of many small mikvah. Called the Chamtzvi, it's not because of Tziruv, because it's mamish miwa. But there, according to Rav Yoh, you don't have to resort to Yeruv. Chibur is enough, because Kolam Chubar Mikveh Mikveh. You have a mikveh. If you have a mikveh of Memso, and then you put up a basket as a mechitzeh, so then you have two mikvehs chaseres, and you want to be mechaber them. With the total number of small mikvah. So then chibur is not enough. You have to resort to yiruv. In order to have yiruv, there is no tziruv. But when you put a keli in a sack, so you put the keli in a mikveh that is a mikveh shleimo, and you only want to resort to the din of chibur, that the mayim in this inside the sack should be considered the chibur to the mayim in the mikveh. So kalam chibur mikveh to mikveh. So there we say tziruv. I think that will be enough today.
I'm under the impression that there's a question whether or not we can say kalam chibur mikveh to mikveh dummy if the other mikveh doesn't have 40 sub.
Of course not. But here it has memsa.
Yeah, but let's
you put the sack in.
But it's only through chibur.
No.
But it's only
chibur is to make the mayim inside the sack.
They have the same din.
They have a din. But the mikveh itself has a shem mikveh.
If I have a mikveh of arbaim sub and then a mikveh of 20 sub, yeah, and I'm mechaber the two of them, just tofeach latviach.
That's right.
Is there a Shem mikvah in the mikvah of...
It's mechubar mikveh, so kolam mechubar mikveh to mikveh.
Even if it doesn't have arbo himself?
That's right.
Isn't that a machlokas?
Well, I mean, that's the shita of the... I didn't say that it's called all the Shem.
I think I remember the Rosh Hashanah mentioned that that'd be also the shita of
the Rosh Hashanah. Even discussed that. Okay, but...
Every kol shehu is mitaya once you have a Shem mikvah?
Yeah, that's right. Even the nation discussed it. Done?
Walked out.
Okay. So, done? I'll tell you. Are you ready?